Coming up on Eagles Nightly, Brandon Graham and Vinny Curry embrace the opportunity for more playing time. Is Michael Vick back at practice, or will the Cowboys get another glimpse of Nick Foles? Should you pick up Bryce Brown off the waiver wire? We'll explore in our fantasy spin. All of that and more coming up right now on Eagles Nightly. Good evening, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Eagles Nightly on this Wednesday, November 28th. The Eagles were back at the NovaCare Complex getting ready for their primetime showdown with the arch-rival Dallas Cowboys. But not all the players who were with the team Monday were back at the facility. On Tuesday, the Eagles made the stunning announcement that Jason Babin, who had 23 and a half sacks over the past two seasons, was released. One of his best friends, Trent Cole, was with Babin when he got the call that he was being waived. Cole, who is in his eighth NFL season, has learned over the years that moves like this are not personal, it's business.
I happened to be waiting when they released him. He was standing right there. He's over my house.
Oh, really?
And I was surprised. I thought when he got released, he was like, he said, yeah, he just released me. And I thought he was playing first. I thought he was playing around. I really thought he was really playing around me. But, you know, like I said, it's real, you know. And like I said, it's the way things are, you know. If they want it this way, that's what it's going to have to be, you know. As a team, you know, we're going to go on and we're going to move on. We're going to build to, you know, we're going to build to the win games. And that's just what it's about, you know. We're just going to have to move on and hoping that, you know, I know Jason's going to find him a great home, and he's going to be very successful, and he's going to make somebody happy. You got to see, this is a business, man. And you know what I'm saying? If it was something else, then you know what I'm saying. But it's a business, and we know the process. We know he's been through it. He knows it, and I know it. And it's like, okay. Got to keep moving on. You can't just harp on it. Don't let it get on your skin.
At least Babin was not out of work for long. The Jacksonville Jaguars claimed Babin off waivers. Now with Babin's release, 2010 first-round pick Brandon Graham moves into the starting lineup. Graham was an immediate starter in his rookie season and has worked hard following a knee injury to get back to this point. Graham has wanted the chance. Now that he has it, it's time to take full advantage of it.
You know, it sucks because you don't want to see nobody leave, you know, but I'm taking this opportunity to go out there and just, you know, show what I could do. You know, it's the beast of the business, and nobody knows, you know, the decisions on why they made it, but, you know, I'm going to just take full advantage, and I'm going to go out there and just work hard and play hard these last five games.
The release also impacts rookie second-round pick Vinny Curry, who made his NFL debut on Monday night against the Panthers. He was very productive as he finished the game with five tackles in 21 snaps. Before the game, teammates had to calm him down because he was so excited to finally play. Well, now he'll have his chance down the stretch for the Eagles.
Us guys, as young guys, we're, you know, just going to have to step up. You know, obviously he's leaning on us, you know, to do our part and hold up our end of the bargain.
I'm definitely very excited. This is something that, you know, you've been playing football all your life to get to this point.
Running back LeSean McCoy did not practice on Wednesday and is unlikely to play against Dallas. Bryce Brown, who rushed for more yards in the game than any rookie in Eagles history with 178 on Monday night, is in line to get another start. As great as he was against the Panthers, he remembers two lost fumbles in the third quarter of the game. With another opportunity to make an impact, Brown does not expect his fumbling to be a reoccurring issue.
No, I don't. Fumblers ain't a habit that I have. That's not something that I normally do. I just got to be cautious and be more careful. And, you know, it's football. Things are going to happen. But just go in this week and know that guys are going to be after the ball this game.
McCoy did not practice along with quarterback Michael Vick, defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, running back Chris Polk, and center Dallas Reynolds. Cox said that he hopes to practice Thursday and intends on playing against the Cowboys. Evan Mathis took reps at center, and Danny Watkins moved to left guard in case Reynolds is unable to go. Offensive tackle King Dunlap was limited. Now, not on that list is DeSean Jackson, who was placed on injured reserve Tuesday after fracturing multiple ribs. Avant, who returned to practice after missing two games with a hamstring injury, will start opposite Jeremy Maclin. With Nick Foles in line to make his third straight start, the receivers know that they have to do everything they can in order to help the rookie out.
It's so much, so many other guys get open because of him. So you got to find a different way to manufacture, you know, big plays, which we haven't had a lot anyway. But but his attention that he gets on the football field is definitely going to go missed, and we got to come up with a different game plan.
We just got to pick it up. You know, I think somebody said we're down to eight starters out on offense now or something like that. Obviously, that's not what you draw up at the beginning of the season, but this is the National Football League, and when that happens, other guys have to elevate their game.
For Foles, he returns to his native Texas for what it looks like another primetime start. It was, in fact, against the Cowboys in Week 10 when he first replaced Vic and got his first NFL snaps. Cowboys defensive coordinator Rob Ryan certainly came away impressed with Foles' debut, one in which he threw for 219 yards and a touchdown. With nearly three games under his belt now, Foles grades his performance to date.
I think just improvement. I mean, the big thing is you just look at games and feel like we've run the offense well and just got to eliminate mistakes. Big thing was turnovers and just making proper decisions, reading the coverage out right, getting us in the right plays if I have to, and just progressing every day, getting better every day on the practice field, working as hard as I can in the film room and everything, and you know, that's all I can do is just work better every day to improve.
Linebacker D'Amico Ryans was a part of some struggling teams early in his career in Houston as the Texans were trying to build the foundation of the franchise. In his first year with the Eagles, Ryans thinks the pieces are in place, but they simply have not been able to get the job done on game day. The Eagles look to snap their seven-game losing streak in Dallas and also spoil the Cowboys' hopes of making the postseason. The objective remains the same for the Eagles, and it's time to get a win on Sunday night.
You got to do what you got to do, you know, and that focus is toward winning. That's the only thing, you know, we come to work for is to win. You know, that's why we prepare during the week is to win. So the morale can't be down. You know, we have to fix the problems and go and correct them and play as well as we can play on Sunday.
You know, we're staying positive right now. You know, we're not worried about the outsiders. We got to continue to just go to get better every day. We're focused on just, you know, picking each other up and continue to just, you know, push each other. Because right now, you know, it's tough. You know, this isn't the ideal situation that we want to be in. But what we can do is control how we play our next game. And what we got to do is we got to work on today. And then tomorrow will take care of itself.
We just got to pick it up. You know, I think somebody said we're down to eight starters out on offense now or something like that. Obviously, that's not what you draw up at the beginning of the season, but this is the National Football League, and when that happens, other guys have to elevate their game.
You got to still focus on the little things, the things that you got to correct all your mistakes. We look at the film from the Carolina game. There were a lot of really good things, a lot of things done well, but then there were some undisciplined things we did too. If we didn't turn the ball over as much as we did, we had a much better chance of winning that game.
Still to come on Eagles Nightly, Jeremy Maclin and Riley Cooper break down their touchdown receptions from the first meeting versus Dallas. But coming up next is our weekly fantasy space.